The second one is, when is it okay to use revenge spells on someone who continually tries to hurt you in some way with words or other things? There is only so much I can take. Is there ever a situation where it is justified? And this is kind of a tough question, and we'll see what you say.
Yeah, it's one of those that might get on my soapbox for a little bit about. I really dislike the word revenge when talking about spellcasting. In my opinion, it opens up a whole big can of worms that some practitioners are unaware of when the repercussions start coming back to bite them in the butt. I'd like to start my answer to this question that, in my opinion, it is never okay to use revenge spells or any spell that is designated to cause harm to another individual. Remember, the first rule of magic is, and it harm none, do as you will.
Right.
Okay, with that being said, let's talk about the repercussions of negative spell work. Keep in mind that most belief systems that involve the use of magic and spell work also have firm beliefs in the laws of return. What this means is that if you send out good energy in your spell work, you will have good energy returned to you that affects your own life. If you send bad or negative energy out in your spell work, you'll have bad or negative energy come back to you. And even if you don't believe in the laws of return, remember that above all else, spell work and magic at its basic root is using energy to affect the changes that you want to have happen in the world around you. The laws of physics, which govern energy, state right out that like energy attracts like. Positive energy attracts positive energy, and negative energy attracts negative energy. So if you're casting spells that use negative energy, in some way or another, negative energy will be attracted back to you.
Right.
So your first question to yourself should be, is it worth it to send out this spell when I'll only be doing potential harm to myself in the long run? Sooner or later, it will catch up to you.
Right.
In the case that you're talking about, the words of another that are hurting you. While words carry a negative energy all their own, I have to ask, why are you letting it affect you in this way? First of all, by letting it affect you, you are in essence giving power to those words. This person is trying to affect you in a negative way with those words, and you are letting it happen. Even if they're not casting a negative spell on you, in effect, you are giving those words as much power as a negative spell would have. I think that a progressive approach is needed in a case like this. Rather than casting a quote-unquote revenge spell to stop this person, I would start by casting protection spells on yourself against the negative energy they are sending your way through the use of their words. The first stage is something along the lines of casting a spell of protection on yourself that does not allow their negative words to affect you. You can take it one step further and cast your spell of protection in such a way that if their words are being heard by others, that the truth of the person's negativity and ugliness will be seen by the others, and they will turn away from that negativity, effectively shunning the person to take away any support.
Right.
To even further protect yourself, you could turn your shield to protection into mirrors that reflect back the energy and the words of others, sending it back 3 or 10-fold to the person sending them your way.
Without directly putting any of your own attack into it, right? It's just basically a reflection type of thing.
Exactly. And if you do this, you should not name any specific people in your casting, you know, where it's going to be reflected back to. If you do, you're sending them any negativity that is coming from others as well, effectively shunting off all negativity coming toward you from whatever source to be absorbed by a single person.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't find that to be very fair.
Yeah.
You just need to let the negativity bounce back to the source of wherever it came from. In that way, you're also covering your basis of protection from any negative source in the future.
Right. That's great. And I know you've put in some revenge stuff in your course, and I know it's very controversial. And the reason we put it in there is because it is a big question people have and something people want to know about, because there are people out there that are frustrated, that feel as though they're cursed or hexed or someone's done something to them, and they want to find a way to fight back. But everyone's got to understand this is a shady area. And I think, Rose, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've put these things in your course more as an educational thing rather than something you should put into practice as far as actual attack spells, and you've really emphasized more the protection aspects and the reflection aspects in your course.
Oh, exactly. There can be cases where people are actually doing magical attacks against you. There are people out there that will use those types of spells. And I put that information in the course so that people would be aware of the things that can be done to you or can be done to others. Because as a practitioner, the more powerful you get, the more things are attracted to you, and you are going to attract the negative as well as the positive. There are people out there that prey on powerful people that do not know how to control their power.
Right. Okay.
And so it was just more for an awareness of what can be done so that you can counteract it with protections of your own.
Yep. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much. Okay.